Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:13 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on this Wednesday morning. And we have to ask the question this morning, will lawmakers approve a Ukraine funding bill when they return from recess next week? A funding bill for Ukraine. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us from D.C., Washington, D.C. this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So the Congress has been on break, huh? Is that right?
They are, yeah. They're on recess until next week for Easter.
Okay. So what do we got in this Ukraine funding bill that should be controversial?
Right. So if the Senate had it their way, or at least Leader Schumer as well as Leader McConnell, then Speaker Mike Johnson would take up the $95 billion Ukraine aid, Israel aid, Taiwan, as well as humanitarian aid to Gaza and some other areas bill that was passed by the Senate. They had some no votes, but I believe like two or three Democrats voted no and a handful of Republicans voted no too. But, McConnell has said that he would prefer that Speaker Johnson just vote for that bill because that would get it to Ukraine quicker. But at the same time, Johnson is facing the idea of a motion to vacate from Marjorie Taylor Greene if he puts a Ukraine funding bill on the floor. And what's more interesting too is that Johnson has said that he's going to allow the House to vote for this at some point, but he's not really saying specifically if it will be this Ukraine bill, because he has floated throughout the week some different ideas for how to pay for it. One is to use what's called the Repo Act, which would be a way to seize Russian assets and using that as a way to pay for Ukraine aid, but then also using potentially a provision or attaching a provision to the bill that would roll back some of what some of President Biden's bans on LNG gas exports. And then there's also the idea of using a loan program to send to the Ukrainians, which apparently, according to Johnson, has the endorsement of former President Trump.
All right. So a lot of different things that could be in this bill. And they got to narrow it down, I guess. Now, is there anything in there about wasn't there a hang up about border funding for the southern border, something like that?
Well, a lot of Republicans have come out and said that they're not going to vote for any type of aid package unless there are substantial changes at the southern border, which is what the Senate tried to do not too long ago. But the border bill that they negotiated ended up failing. So they just went forward with the foreign aid bill and they had enough votes to pass it. So whether or not they could do that on the House, certainly there could be repercussions for Johnson if he does this. But, there is a thought that, and we've gotten, some senior House Republicans telling us that there could be up to 300 people that would vote for that bill if they just put it on the floor. But at the same time, Johnson, I think, is trying to get some type of conservative victory or find some type of way to pay for this instead of just putting the regular bill on the floor the way it is.
All right, Ryan. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your help and your coverage. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz in Washington, D.C., talking about a Ukraine funding bill and what chances it have to pass. Forbes 2024 list of billionaires has disclosed more than just info on who is the wealthiest person in the world. The media company's annual list has revealed that there were 141 more billionaires in the world this year than last year.
Somebody's making some money.
Yep. In total, there were 2,781 billionaires in the world. The top four highest-earning billionaires for the year are, number four, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, $177 billion. Number three, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, with a net worth of $195 billion. Number two, SpaceX and Tesla founder Elon Musk, with a net worth of $195 billion. And number one, Bernard Arnault and his family. Heard of this guy?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard the name before.
Head of a luxury fashion and cosmetic company, LVMH, which you never heard of. He has a net worth of $233 billion in makeup. How about that?
Come up with one good idea. Yeah, make a lot of money.
One good idea. A new poll finding that most Americans share many core values on what it means to be an American, despite the country's deep political polarization. The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found that about 9 in 10 U.S. adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important in the U.S.'s identity as a nation. There's some things we can agree on. Three things. Findings are striking because they come at a time of extreme partisanship when political agreements seem very rare. Yet, a more pessimistic assessment was reflected in another finding. Only about 3 in 10 Americans believe the nation's democracy is functioning well. There is a problem. It's not working very well for us. Okay.
But then someone might say, look at any other country. See what they think. Why are people flocking to our borders?
They still want to come here.
They still want to come here. It's better than other places.
Now, there's one other thing to think about, especially with all polls, but think about this. My son is the best proponent. He was in the military. He was stationed all over the world in some of the crummiest places you can think of. And he says, Dad, folks here don't have any idea how good this place is. What a great place America is. I agree. We got a lot of flaws, but hey, so what? This is a good place. And Steve and Ted are going to keep doing their show right here.
Yes.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.